Recorded Books presents Time Smart, How to Reclaim Your Time and Live a Happier Life by Ashley Willens, narrated by Eliza Foss. Introduction: The Art and Science of Being Time Smart. Time and money. They share a lot in common. Both are measurable, and both are scarce. Both are what most of us would say are the most valuable things we can have. We want more time, and we want more money, and we work to get them. But as young adults, we learn quickly that for all their similarities, time and money are set against each other, and it seems to stay that way for the rest of our working lives. It's difficult to gain as much of both as we want. Mostly we're choosing between them, making trade-offs. The old aphorism, if you have the money, you don't have the time, and if you have the time, you don't have the money, seems true. Over and over we find ourselves choosing between time and money. Cook or eat out. Work or go on vacation. Find a second job or spend more time with the kids. I became fascinated with the trade-offs people make between time and money when I was a PhD student, in part because a PhD student's life is a conscious choice to trade money for time, to spend years becoming an expert on new ideas with very little financial reward. To quell my curiosity, I surveyed thousands of working adults around the world, from Danish millionaires to working parents and single moms living day by day in the United States, East Africa, and India, about these two very simple, universally valuable resources, time and money. What surprised me most about people's answers was the disconnect between how important many of these time and money decisions were and how trivial they seemed in the moment. These trade-offs are so seemingly dull or obvious, we often don't even realize we're making them. Again and again in my research and in my life, because once you start paying attention to this topic, you can't escape it. It's the lens through which you see people and their choices. I've heard stories about the decisions people make about time and money. These stories show that these decisions sneak up on us, and that any given choice, whether it's a big decision, like what career to choose, or a tiny decision, like whether to use those last two vacation days, seems to be inconsequential and easy to reverse. But it is not. All these decisions powerfully shape the happiness we derive from moments, from days, from our entire lives. These decisions affect everyone, not only the financially affluent. If anything, people with fewer means have more to gain by thinking critically about how they make decisions about time and money. Some of the examples I discuss in this audiobook involve professionals and the well-to-do, including millionaires, but others illustrate the trade-offs faced by single moms in developing countries who are living day by day. I also share stories of companies helping diverse groups of people effectively navigate time and money trade-offs, from Silicon Valley companies offering computer engineers house cleaning services, to a startup helping the poorest Americans save time by transforming their commutes. In my research, almost everyone, from CEOs to students to working parents, face trade-offs between time and money, and can improve their decision-making in the moments when they choose. Time and money in daily life. Several stories from my research stick with me as prototypical of those facing time and money decisions. Nicole was a newly minted executive at a major credit card company. Thomas, her husband, was a busy VP. They were rarely in the same city and hadn't taken a vacation together in years. One day,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?